This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town. Sustainability feature.
Well, while the debate around fixing Eskom rages, Minister of Minerals and Energy Gwede Mantashe said in a prepared speech in Parliament yesterday that the IRP 2019 provides for additional capacity of 2,000 megawatts of emergency power, 1,500 megawatts from coal, 2,500 megawatts from hydro, 6,000 megawatts from photovoltaic, 14,400 megawatts from wind, 2,088 megawatts from storage, and 3,000 megawatts from gas. That's a lot of power. Section 34 determinations to implement the IRP 2019 are finalised and await concurrence by NERSA, he said, and this will also enable opening the bid window for the Renewable Energy Power Procurement Programme, bid window 5, and support further investment in the sector. But what is really happening? Well, to talk about the opportunities that this creates and potentially how we fund them, which is also going to be a big theme at this year's African Energy in Durban, I'm joined now by Alistair Campbell, the MD of Vantage Green X. Evening, Alistair.
Evening, Michael.
Now, you've got vast experience in relation to funding and developing renewable energy projects in South Africa. From your vantage point, what is the overall mood like in the sector at the moment?
I think there's a palpable sense of frustration that it's taken so long for us to get to this point in time. We, we had this IRP promulgated on, I think it was the 18th of October, and one would have thought that given the sense of urgency and the amount of load shedding that we have, that this procurement process would have started earlier. Obviously, the announcements are positive. I think that with the Section 34 determination, it will unlock the next bidding window. But it's fair to say that there is a whole suite of developers out there that have really just been waiting for the minister to pull the trigger and get this process going. As it stands right now, we've lost 4 months. If he implements the IRP as it currently stands, the 1,500 megawatts of coal is a moot point. No bank's going to lend to them. So it's strange why they don't just update this document, which is a working document, and reflect the fact that nobody's going to lend to these projects. The 2,500 megawatts that he's penciled in for hydro from the DRC by 2030 is also a complete pie in the sky. Six countries, four of which have no real interest in it and will really do everything they can to frustrate it. Three legal systems, three languages, it's just not going to happen. So this document needs to be updated, and they need to start procuring as soon as possible. His process to get power through the RFI is noble, but it's a distraction. The cheapest and most viable alternative is to go and run the next bid window on renewables because it's the least cost.
And that's, Professor Anton Eberhard tweeted something to that effect today, saying that there were four interventions, but of them, the third intervention, I think, that was mentioned sequentially was implementing the IRP least cost plan. And that seems to be much cheaper than emergency power because the projects will be more transparently and competitively procured. And some projects like solar can be built quite quickly. As we've seen in Australia, they added over 2,000 megawatts in a year.
Absolutely. If you look at what is going to be asked of people under the RFI, they want power to come online within 12 months of being given what, for want of a bit of a description, I'm going to call preferred bidder status. So under the RFI, if people submit and say they can build within 12 months, it's worth considering that under the renewable program, you could procure 75 megawatts of photovoltaic power within 8 months of reaching financial close. So the IPP process is not going to speed up as a result of the RFI. And the other thing that's worth considering is that some of the alternatives being put out there in the public domain, including things like powerboats, have yet to declare what their tariffs will be. So it's all very well putting a powerboat in Durban and running it off expensive distillate or heavy fuel oil. But at the end of the day, if it's going to cost 4 rand a kilowatt hour, which is more than likely to be the case, then it does not compare favorably against things like renewable wind and solar, which can come in at 52 cents a kilowatt hour, albeit a little bit later due to the construction times.
But still, when you've got such a vast difference in cost at a time when Eskom is effectively bankrupt and there's no more money from the state, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say that's the better solution. In summary, we've seen some baby steps to enable more private power to be procured, but what we really need are giant leaps forward. Alistair Campbell, MD of Vantage GreenX.